why are we opposing alkaline? What's wrong with alkaline?
I think that this community in Ghana is of a highly cultured people. We're very cultured. We hold good morals in very high esteem, and we don't endorse bleached skin and practices and certain vibes that, you know, alkaline will preach this music. You know, this community is so principled, you know, against certain vibes. Yeah. So it is a reason why, you know, I mean, a greater section of the people are so against the coming of alkaline.
Who would you rather have loved to see? Or are you totally against the idea of bringing a foreign artist? What about Ghanaian artists? What's going on?
Well, the thing is, it's a global, you know, global village, and so you cannot say you wouldn't accept it if a foreign artist comes in. I mean, we also go out into foreign lands, you know, to ply our trade. But, of course, if you're importing into your country, it must be something that will be beneficial to the people, you know, to the community.
Mm.
You see? So what I've preferred that, I mean, in an electionary year, if an artist is coming in, it must be an artist who comes to preach love, oneness, you know, unity, harmony, and, you know, vibes like that. Is it?
Mm.
So we would have expected that. I mean, around this time of the year, it would have been nice, you know, to have artists like Chronix, Prodigy, Kabaka Pyramid, you know, and then Mande, you know, to come in.
Okay. So
for an artist who's coming, and I don't know what kind of music our client will come to preach to our people.
Other people have argued that it's a commercial enterprise, it's a private enterprise. So the sponsors, whoever they are, have the freedom to bring in whoever they want to bring in.
That's very true. But again, I'm asking myself, how popular is Alkaline in Ghana anyway? So I'm suspecting that the organizer had a good deal, you know, with Alkaline. You know.
Mm. All right. So, you, as the director of reggae at Musica, what would you love to see happening going forward in terms of sponsorship and the local arts?
I think it is taking too long for corporate Ghana to see how vibrant and how viable the Ghanaian reggae and dancehall scene is, you know?
Mm.
It will take a visionary to see that. And once anybody takes that step, you know, to associate with the Ghanaian reggae and dancehall scene, that person is instantly successful because we're ready. Something is there and it's evident. I mean, from the Stone Boys, the Raki Daunis and Shatawalis and Faminis and it's undoubtedly clear that anybody that buys into these numbers will definitely be making some good profit.
Mm. And I've heard you put the brass tacks to it, I've heard you say that with the kind of money that's probably going in to pay Alkaline, much more can be done in Ghana. Explain that.
Very true. That's very true. I mean, the same kind of money could be spent on giving Ghanaians what we have, you know, exhibiting to Ghanaians what we have, you know, would have been able to line up, I mean, our top brass reggae and dancehall artists, you know, and showcase them to Ghana, you know, because the test is there, you know. There's a crazy demand for it, and I think that we could have, you know, channeled these funds into making these things happen.
Mm. Thanks a lot, Ruth. I really appreciate your time.
Thanks for talking to us. Thank you. Bless.
Yeah, man. My love.